Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe Beamer with you for the next 2 hours, but 8 minutes of that 2 hours is already gone, so I'm with you for the next hour and 52 minutes. And as we mentioned last week, I have reached out to all the sheriff candidates, all of them, running for Democrat, running for Republican. Only four got back to me. I think what is more surprising, given my reputation, all three of the Democrat candidates got back to me. I only had one Republican get back to me after trying for 2 weeks. So, very happy to have three of those candidates on today. We had Miles Carter on last week. Brian Gould is joining us next. And then we have Kimberly Beatty and John Garcia. And the show will be wrapped up with Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. But before we do all of that, we'd like to welcome in my co-host, Brenda Alacy. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Nice to be on the air with you again.
Nice to hear you, Brenda. And I hear you have a message for the listeners.
I do. I won't be co-hosting Hardline anymore with Joe, unfortunately, but it's been an eventful few weeks. I've been off, as you know, on medical leave. I had a hip replacement on April 1st and have been recouping since that time and doing very well. My hip is feeling great. During the time that I was off, however, I had an offer to take on a new position outside of radio, and I've decided to accept that. But, Joe, you were gracious enough to let me call in. I didn't want to just disappear into thin air. I wanted to say thank you so much to all the listeners who were kind enough to put us on every Sunday morning, and also to thank all of the guests we've had on over the past couple of years. It's been a real pleasure to talk to people in the news and to talk to our listeners. So just wanted to say thank you and farewell.
Brenda, it's been a pleasure. And like I told you yesterday, you know, I really enjoyed hosting in studio together, but I also appreciate that we were able to make the long distance hosting work for over a year.
Me too, Joe. It's amazing what technology can do, especially when we're all operating in a pandemic, you know, something none of us had dealt with in the past, but we made it work and glad to be there, glad to be a lifeline for all of our listeners during those pandemic shows and try to bring the right kind of information to our listeners. So it's been a great ride, been in radio a long, long time. I'm really going to miss it, but new opportunities await. And thank you for letting me join the show for a couple of minutes, Joe. Great working with you.
Brenda, it was great working with you. I thank you for calling and giving us an update, and we'll definitely stay in touch.
Sounds great. Best of luck in the future, and so long to everybody, and thank you.
All right, Brenda Alacy, thank you so much for calling in. And as you heard, Brenda, moving on, we did 2+ years of Hardline together. We did some great shows. Like I said, I loved the in-studio stuff, but the fact that we were able to make long-distance work, I mean, everyone in broadcasting has made that work for the last year plus. It's been a real pleasure, and I will try my best to carry on. And doing so, starting with the sheriff's race and starting with our first guest, Brian Gould. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
And thanks for joining. And I should say, I sent all those requests out. Brian's campaign was the first to get back. So, Brian, I appreciate that. And my first question for you is, what made you want to jump into the sheriff's race?
Thanks, Joe. And obviously we're quick to respond because it's really a challenge with the primary on us so quickly to get my message out. So I appreciate that. Joe, I've spent my life dedicated to the community. When I was 18, I joined the volunteer fire service, and I've been a fireman for 27 years now. I served 12 years on the Board of Education, and I've been a police officer now for 21 years. During my time as a police officer, though, I've been very fortunate to attend a lot of training, to be part of starting some really great programs that have helped our community out immensely. And it's just kind of in my nature that when I see something wrong or something that needs to be fixed or someone in trouble, it's my instinct to help. And as I've watched the headlines over the past years with the sheriff's office, I think it's clear that Erie County expects better from their sheriff. Erie County expects to have a sheriff that they can be proud of. And I think that my experience and my education can really give Erie County, the people of Erie County, what they need in a sheriff.
What would you say is the first thing with this current sheriff's department that needs addressing?
We need to work on rebuilding the trust with our community. It just seems like that has really been a challenge over the past. The accountability of the sheriff's office. We just saw the sheriff, sign a statement about admitting some shortcomings in his administration. And I think that as the next sheriff of Erie County, some of my priorities will be just that. You know, working hard to rebuild the trust by being present in the community. I've been saying that on a campaign trail. I've been out meeting lots of people from across the Erie County. And that doesn't stop after the campaign. That will be part of my administration, being in the community, being present, being in the facilities, seeing what's going on firsthand so that I can make sure that we have proper policies in place that are keeping everybody safe.
Now, being with the Cheektowaga Police, what have you witnessed there? What have you seen within that department that you could bring to the sheriff's department? And what are things in that department that maybe you worked on fixing that you will bring that experience to the sheriff's department?
And so two of the programs that I've been very proud of being involved in, back in 2013, the Cheektowaga Police Department created Western New York's first crisis intervention team, a program aimed at collaborating with community partners and providing better training for officers to help those who are experiencing mental health crises. Our goals in the program were to reduce the use of force against people who are suffering from mental illness and to reduce the involuntary transports to the hospital and to try to divert some people from jail, because we know that people who are suffering from mental illness just do not get any better and, in fact, often get worse while they're incarcerated. So we started that program in 2012, 2013 in Cheektowaga, and we have since trained well over 600 officers in Western New York and expanded that program to just about every department in Erie County. The Erie County Sheriff's Department does not have an identified crisis intervention team that's up and running. There have been a couple officers trained, but that would be one of the programs that I would absolutely like to bring over. And just the fact that we in Cheektowaga, we focus very strongly on our training of our officers and holding them accountable to be professional and to do the right thing all the time. So, those are just a couple of things that I think we've done well in Cheektowaga with that I would be very easy to replicate over at the sheriff's office.
Now, your two opponents in the primary are calling for a reforming of the holding center or a new holding center altogether. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we have two facilities, and whether it be bail reform or COVID or whatever the facts are that has caused the big drop in the population of the facilities, the persons incarcerated in the facilities to be down, it's definitely something that we as a community need to come together and figure out what's going to be the best solution. I think our priority needs to be on safety when we look at either combining or closing one unit or not. I think there are different things that should we have extra space, other programs that we can start that we can focus more on, such as a reentry program to help people who do end up incarcerated do better once they are released from our facilities. But ultimately, I'm hoping that this decision isn't just sitting and waiting until January. I'm hoping the current leadership is still on the job and maybe start some community forums. If they are present, if they do that, I will be present at those forums, listening to what the community needs, and because either solution, if you close one versus the other, each one has pros and each one has cons. And we have to, if we're going to rebuild trust with the community, we have to make sure that we're listening to the community when we make decisions like that.
Last week we had Miles Carter on, and he said that the Democrat Party should not endorse you or Kimberly Beattie because you both have been in police departments, and that is not the change the sheriff's department needs. What is your response to that, and what is your response to the Democrat Party's call in certain places around the country to defund police departments?
Joe, I'm running as a criminal justice professional. I built my career around improving relationships with the community. I built my career around learning best practices. CIT wasn't something we dreamed up in Cheektowaga. It was something that was a best practice that I worked as a leader in my department to bring to Cheektowaga and now to all of Erie County. I think we need to look at when the people go to the polls for this election. I just ask that they look at the individuals and their record of serving the community, been able to do within their own agencies, and how they've been able to help rather than what party or what big national political stances are taking.
And with Miles Carter and Kimberly Beattie being your opponents, what are your thoughts on running against them and their platforms and their campaigns?
Joe, this is my first time running for an office of this scale. I did serve on the Board of Education and was a publicly elected office, but I think what my goal is just to talk about what I'm about, what I've done for the community, and I don't see the value to discussing or trying to go after my opponents. I think my biggest goal, my biggest plus is my resume, what I've been able to accomplish over my time in my community, and getting that word out. That's the word that I'm focusing on getting out at this point.
All right, Brian, there is something that Channel 7 had a report on, and I just want your response to it because obviously clear the air. They said that there was an investigative report that there had been two times you had, sorry about that, Brian. Channel 7 said that you had a time in the Cheektowaga police that there was an allegation against you from someone that was in custody. What is your response to that?
That's not properly worded, I guess. And I guess if you lost your paper, I understand. I was disciplined twice over 21 years within the Cheektowaga Police Department. I have a long record full of many accommodations for saving lives and for many good instances. And over the term of 21 years, I have had two instances of discipline. I believe the one you're talking about was during a departmental review of an incident. The chief saw something that he didn't like, and he spoke to me about it, and he felt discipline was appropriate. It was during an incident with a very violent individual in our cell block area who had fought with two officers on the street. This individual was being a challenge in our booking room as well. As a patrol lieutenant, I was in the booking room trying to assist with this individual. And as we were escorting him to another cell area, the individual turned and spit directly in my face. My initial reaction was to push him away from me. This individual was not injured at all. The individual did not file a complaint. He did not complain about he did not reach out to us at all. In fact, I stayed present after this incident and made sure that he was well. And in fact, made sure he got the proper treatment he needed because it was clear that he might be on some kind of drugs during this incident or something along those lines because his behavior was so erratic. But, it was a learning experience for me. I wish I would have, slowed down a little bit on this, let him stay in the current cell he was in. Maybe we didn't need to move him at that point. But, I have built my career over helping people. And, am I embarrassed at this one situation that happened? Absolutely. Was it the best way to handle it? No, but I think that we can all learn from things that have happened in our past. And, I think my caring for the community and the people of the community far outweigh one incident with a very violent individual that just did not go the very best possible way.
I do want to talk about within departments. You hear of cops, maybe police within departments being quiet, not sane when they see another officer, maybe, you know, act out of conduct, something that should be reported. Did you see a lot of that serving in the police? And what's something as sheriff that you would do to make your officers feel comfortable in reporting those instances?
No, I haven't. And I attribute that to being raised in a professional police department, one that had first line supervisors that were on the streets, that were at the tough calls, that were there seeing how their officers responded. Even now, we have, you know, technology is helping in this situation as well, because, you know, whether it's cameras that are in facilities or body-worn cameras or dash cameras that, you know, just about everything now is on film when a police officer is involved. And I think with the proper procedures, the proper training in place, you know, for instance, in my department, whenever there's a use of force, a first-line supervisor has to sit down with the officer and complete a report on that use of force. And then part of that report is the review of the body-worn cameras for that officer. So I think we have a lot of measures in place that are easy to make sure that our officers are doing the right thing out there, and that if somebody isn't, we have you know, procedures and practices in place that will help us to not only recognize that, but to, you know, use that to either discipline the officer or train the officer better so that they're not making those same mistakes.
All right, Brian, before we let you go, anything that you wanted to mention that I didn't bring up?
No, Joe, I've spent my life really dedicated to our community. I'm proud of my service in the Volunteer Fire Service. We're opening Chickawaga's first Boys and Girls Club coming up this September. It's just so much that I've really dedicated, and that's what I'm about. I'm about helping our community, trying to keep people safe. Early voting did start yesterday. It's hard to think about voting on a sunny 85-degree day in Buffalo, but we're asking people to please take some time to learn about the candidates. Get out, make your vote count. Primary day is June 22nd, and we're looking forward to working hard to make sure that Erie County has the sheriff they can be proud of. If you want to learn more about me, my website is GouldForSheriff.com. We're also posting just about every day on Facebook, so I encourage the public to do their duty and learn about the candidates and get out and vote.
Brian, let me tell you, someone who early voted in October for the presidential race when it was freezing outside, this would be a beautiful day to wait in line to cast a vote.
I hope there are long lines, so thank you, Joe.
All right, Brian, hopefully we'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Yep, take care.
Brian Gould, he is running for sheriff in the Democrat primary. He is running against Miles Carter, who we spoke with last week, and Kimberly Beatty, who we are speaking with after this break. It is Hardline. We invited, and I will say this three or four more times in the show, we invited every sheriff candidate. All three Democrats got back to us, and one Republican got back to us. So that is who we are speaking with. Kimberly Beatty is up next, and then John Garcia. He is running in the Republican primary. We'll have him at 11, and Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. Still much more to go, and I promise I will not misplace my papers again this show. That is a promise I'm making with you on Hardline. Welcome back. It is Hardline here on New...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN, Joe Beamer with you, and we are interviewing the sheriff candidates. Well, the ones that got back to us. As I told you, I'll remind you at the beginning of every segment, we asked every sheriff candidate to come on. Four got back to us, all three Democrats and one Republican. So that is who we are talking to. We talked to Miles Carter last week. We talked to Brian Gould last segment. And speaking with us this segment, we have Kimberly Beatty running on the Democrat primary. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well, Kim, this morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. Now, first question, what made you want to jump into the sheriff's race?
Well, good question. We have real problems at the Erie County Sheriff's Office, and we need a leader at the sheriff's office that is going to lead, direct, and control. And we need to put a sheriff in place that's going to build trust with the community. We need a sheriff that's going to be seen and heard, and that's me. I've served in law enforcement for 34 years. I've worked as a training professional for the past 21 years, and I've trained most of my opponents other than the civilian that's running for sheriff. So we need to build trust, restore relationships, and focus on those things. We also need to talk about officer training and inmate care. And I respect everyone in the community, and a lot of people know me and respect the fact that I'm running for sheriff.
With this current sheriff administration, what do you think is the first thing within the department that needs addressing?
We need to work on addressing relationships with the sheriff. It's going to be me. With the people that work in the sheriff's office, we need to rebuild trust between the community and law enforcement. And those are the primary things that I'll work on.
Now, last week we had Miles Carter on. He's also running in the primary. And he said that you and Brian Gould do not represent the change the Democrat Party needs or that the sheriff party needs. What is your response to him? And what is your response for calls within the Democrat Party to defund police?
Well, we need a law enforcement professional to run the Erie County Sheriff's Office. We need to be able to get the officers that are working road patrol, the officers that are working in corrections to work for us, and that person needs to be a person with a background in law enforcement. People in the community need a professional that's in law enforcement to be in that position. As far as defund the police, I respect the call for change. We need to look at hiring practices, and we need to really hear the voice of the community so that we can create the change and provide law enforcement that the community wants and needs.
Now, looking at your, we had Brian Gould on last segment, and I asked him about a Channel 7 report that he was suspended twice for alleged misconduct. I'd like to follow up on another Channel 7 report that said you violated three parts of the city's contract with its police union. What is your response to that?
Well, it's unfortunate that this grievance was interpreted that way. At the time when this occurred, I was retiring from the police department. I would have hoped that the person that filed this grievance would understand that I am committed to training law enforcement. He was working as the director of training at the Buffalo Police Department, and I put people in place to assist him. And I'll always boost the goals of law enforcement and the goals of helping our law enforcement officers that are working out on the street. So that was my goal. It was not to disparage anyone, and it's unfortunate that he felt that way.
Now, speaking of your time...
It was personal, to be honest with you.
Speaking of your time with the Buffalo Police Department, what are things within that department that you think needed addressing or maybe did get addressing while you were there, and you would bring that experience over to things that need that same type of work in the Sheriff's Department?
Well, I worked with the Buffalo Police Department. Accountability, trust, and training were big for me. Advancing community policing, building true relationships that were strong within the community between law enforcement and the community, the people that we serve and protect. Mental health training, I think right now, mandatory crisis intervention training needs to be conducted for all officers. So in Buffalo, mostly as the deputy police commissioner, I've done a lot of work in homeland security. I build relationships with local law enforcement and beyond. So training was a big issue, and it will always be for me. I'll always work hard to get officers what they need and point where the community can trust us.
Now, you're also calling for a reforming of the Erie County Holding Center. What kind of reforms would you like to see there, and eventually would you like to see a new Erie County Holding Center?
Well, we have to get in and look and really find out what we have in place. I want to prevent overcrowding. I want to put programs in place to reduce recidivism and reentry. We need to do some life skills training for our inmates and also make sure, and I can't say it enough, that officers receive training. We need a place where people feel safe, and that is for everyone that works and lives at the Erie County Correctional Facilities.
You also talk about community policing within the community. What do you mean by that, and how would that be enforced?
Community policing is a part of law enforcement in general. I've been doing community policing my entire career. So the public has to have a say in how we police our neighborhoods and how we interact with the public. So community policing is not a program. It's a philosophy. It's the way you do your job, the way you show up for work every day. And you have to be engaged with the community and make sure that they receive the best that you can give them as a law enforcement officer. Excuse me. You have to work with dignity and respect and treat everyone in a professional manner.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about your campaign. You're running as the Democrat in the Democrat primary. Now, you for a few months pulled out of the sheriff's race and jumped back in. Why, since they endorsed Brian Gould, why are you still running for the Democrat nomination?
Because I'm the better candidate, and the community deserves to have a choice. And we're obligated to give the community the best that we have. And I believe that I'll set the tone for law enforcement in Erie County. Countywide. So I got back in the race. I had a lot of support from the community, support from my family, support from the faith-based community, and from Canisius College. So I'm back in the race to make sure that the best sheriff is elected.
Do you think it's, because I've always thought this was kind of weird. Do you think it's fair that before the primary, the party endorses a candidate? Shouldn't it be, and this, I'm not putting words in your mouth, just tell me if you think I'm right. Don't you think that they should go with the candidates running and then get the endorsement?
Yes, I do. The people in the community deserve to be heard. They are the voice. They are who we work for. They pay our salaries. And they have, and we have an obligation to give them that opportunity to have a choice. So that's another reason why I'm back in the race. People want me, and they believe that I can do the best in Erie County as far as law enforcement is concerned. So that's why I'm here. This isn't personal. I'm doing what's best, and I'm making a sacrifice for the community, and I want the best for Erie County, so I'm back in.
Now, let me ask, like I said, we had Brian Gould on before. We had Miles Carter on last week. What do you think about the way they're running their campaigns in the primary? And looking at the other side on the Republican ticket, you're starting to see some infighting before the primary starting. How do you think that will play out? And do you see this setting up as the winner of the Democrat primary pretty much running against the Sheriff Howard policies?
Well, you asked me three questions. I'll try to answer all three. But I'll tell you this. When we talk about my opponents, of course, I don't want to say anything bad against them or Sheriff Howard, but I'm glad that we're going to have a fresh new face in the Erie County Sheriff's Office, but we need a person in office that is not going to tell partial truth. They're going to tell the whole truth, and they're going to let the public make a decision.
I want to go back to the Buffalo Police real quick. You know, we heard for the last few years about police officers not reporting misconduct they see from other police officers in the field. Do you think that is a reform that is going over well? Do you think that is being reformed correctly? And is that something that will need to be brought to the Sheriff's Department?
Well, police departments have been working with early warning systems for quite some time. As far as officer misconduct. Also, we have cameras around. There are trainings in place regarding procedures. And we want people to respect the work that we do. So officers have to have blue courage. They have to follow the mission of their department, and that's what I did in the Buffalo Police Department. When I got in, I made sure the officers knew what our missions and our values were as far as dealing with the community. We have to always do the right thing, and we have to work with dignity and serve people with respect. And we have to serve with integrity.
When it comes to body cameras, you know, we hear the debate about these all the time. Do you believe that officers should have the control to turn those cameras off, or should those be on the entire time?
I believe the cameras should be on the entire time when they exit the vehicle.
All right, Kim, before we let you go, is there anything you wanted to address that I didn't bring up?
Well, I want people to get out and vote. Now is the time for the voice of the community to be heard. Vote Kimberly Beattie for sheriff. And I'm going to do the best I can. And I'm going to be dedicated to the community. And I'm not going to give up day one. I'll be out there just like I am now campaigning. And I'll continue to be out and be in touch with the community. So if you look at Kimberly Beattie for sheriff.com, that's my website. And I have two Facebook pages. One is Team Beattie, where we have a little bit of freedom to post, and then there's Kimberly Beattie for sheriff. So I appreciate that we have a fair voting process in place and that the community will be heard.
Well, Kim, I thank you for joining us, and I also thank your campaign for being one of the few that got back to come on the show. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll talk again very soon. That is Kimberly Beattie. She is running for sheriff on the Democrat primary. Early voting started yesterday, so if you want to get out and cast your vote so you don't have to wait till primary day, it's a beautiful day outside. You know, I early voted in October because I didn't want to catch COVID and not be able to cast my vote. So I went back in October. We waited in line. It was a colder day, especially later in the day. It was a colder day. Look at it outside. It is beautiful. Is it not a beautiful day to go and cast your vote? Maybe go for a walk after casting your vote. It is a great day out there. Beautiful day for a run as well, which, Lucas, something I might do when the show is over here. Not sure. So we've heard from now three sheriff candidates. And I know I am repeating myself, but I want to make it very clear. We have heard from all three Democrat sheriff candidates. Why? Because all three Democrat sheriff candidates got back to me. One Republican sheriff candidate got back to me. He will be on next. John Garcia. He is running against Karen Healy Chase. Again, all three were invited. All we had was John Garcia. So we are happy to bring him on at 11:06. 803-0930 is our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board number. Tell me what you think about the status of the sheriff's race. And are you going to participate in early voting? You know, we heard a lot of people last year do early voting for the first time. I was one of them. I early voted for the first time last time. And again, it's not because I couldn't get out on election day. It was because I didn't want to catch COVID-19, find out I was positive, and not be able to go and cast it on election day. So I think a lot of people now, hey, you know, it's Sunday, it's beautiful, maybe go to church. And then on the way home, let's stop by the voting place. Or, hey, we're listening to Hardline. Maybe we should stop by the voting place while we're in the car, while we're on the go. But I'd like to know what you think about early voting in the primaries and primary voting. You know, we see this with a lot of elections around the country where people run unopposed. Right. And really, the only election is the primary election. We're seeing this in the mayor's race here. We're seeing this in the mayor's race in Rochester. And you see the turnout for primaries usually pretty low. And I'm wondering if this year, with both parties having a good amount of primaries and an important primary like the sheriff's race, maybe you're not one to usually go voting in the primaries. Maybe you're like me, where the odd number year primaries I forget about, and next thing you know, you missed it. But this year, maybe you live in the city and you have the mayor primary going on, or we're going to have a new sheriff and you'd like to have your voice on who runs to represent your party. Maybe this is the first time you are going to participate in a primary, especially in a non-presidential primary year. I think you see presidential primaries. Yeah, you see the turnout, right? But I think on a year like 2021, where it's a lot of local elections, it's one of those dates that you just miss, or it's one of those dates that you intend to go, and then the date goes by and you completely forget about it. Now with early voting, are you more likely to step out on a Sunday and say, yeah, I'm gonna go cast my vote so I don't forget? I have a busy week ahead, so I'm gonna get my vote in now. Maybe that's what's gonna happen. 803-0930. Let me know how you are addressing the primaries here in Western New York. That is our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And when we come back, we will see a little bit of that. We'll talk to you. We'll also talk to John Garcia at 11:06 and Mickey Kearns, Erie County Clerk, with a few new programs with Flag Day coming up tomorrow. A few new programs he would like to bring to your attention. It is Hardline. My name is Joe Beamer, and you're listening to News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome back. It is Hardline on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking to the sheriff candidates this morning, and we will continue to do so in the next hour. And our final guest will be Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns, talking about a few programs. As you heard in David Bellavia's spot, tomorrow is Flag Day, June 14th. Remember, when I was in elementary school, you'd go out with your American flag and you'd start singing. I knew all the states because of that song, and I can't remember what the song is now, but it sings all the states. You have Alaska, Arizona, whatever. But tomorrow is Flag Day, and last week we had Memorial Day, so a time to thank all of those that have put everything on the line for our freedom, for our safety. And Mickey Kearns will join us to wrap up the show and talk about those programs and what's going on in the clerk's office. But a busy second hour we are going to have here on Hardline as we continue to talk to the sheriff candidates. If you miss anything, if you missed Miles Carter last week, if you missed Brian Gould or Kimberly Beatty today, or if you miss our 11 o'clock guest, it'll all be available online at WBEN.com or on the Odyssey app, where you can also find our weekday shows, like a little show that I'm part of called BMAZ and Beamer, David Bellavia, Tom Bowerly, all the interviews from A New Morning with Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski. So if there's anything you missed, you can find it online or on the Odyssey app. Right now, we are going to get you up to date and then speak with John Garcia, who is running for sheriff, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.